A 74-year-old Democratic socialist from Vermont with no super PACs, no billionaire backers, and just 3% name recognition decided to run for president. Political insiders laughed. Then something extraordinary happened. Over 100,000 volunteers made 75 million calls, sent 8 million texts, organized 100,000-plus events, and raised $231 million from small donors. Bernie Sanders would win 22 states and nearly half the delegates, proving that revolutionary change is possible when you stop thinking small. The campaign's senior advisors discovered something powerful. People won't knock on doors to make incremental tweaks to a broken system, but they'll work themselves to exhaustion to build a political revolution. This wasn't just a campaign. It was a laboratory that rewrote the rules of organizing. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez would later cite these lessons as key to her historic congressional victory, proving that what worked for Bernie could work for anyone willing to think big. Traditional campaigns run on small organizing. Hire professional staff, assign volunteers menial tasks, set modest goals. Big organizing flips this entirely. Instead of micromanaging volunteers, it unleashes thousands of natural leaders who emerge when called to meaningful action. While Clinton struggled to organize even a few volunteer phone banks, Bernie's supporters spontaneously created thousands nationwide. Clinton asked people to make 3 calls today. Bernie invited them to build a political revolution. Big organizing requires 3 elements: a goal worth people's precious time, a credible plan to win, and meaningful ways to participate at various commitment levels. The power comes from recognizing that communities are filled with talented people who understand what's broken and can create lasting change when given resources and trust. When Bernie announced his candidacy, pundits called him too radical. Free college? Universal healthcare? Political suicide, they said. But these big asks became his greatest strength. People gave up promising careers and devoted countless hours, not because Bernie was particularly charismatic, but because the ask was worth it. You don't need charisma or celebrity, just an ask worth working for, a plan to win, and meaningful volunteer roles. Would you spend your Saturday adjusting tax policy? Probably not. Would you spend it fighting to end mass incarceration or guarantee healthcare as a human right? That's a different question entirely. If your revolution isn't led by people of color and immigrants, doesn't center fighting racism, and isn't mobilizing white people toward multiracial solidarity, it's just rearranging deck chairs. The Bernie campaign learned this when Black Lives Matter protesters interrupted a July 2015 town hall. His response, "I spent 50 years fighting for civil rights," fell short of putting race at the center. The numbers revealed deliberate design. Black people are 10 times more likely than whites to be jailed for drug use, despite similar usage rates. The average Black family would need 228 years to achieve parity with today's white family wealth. The richest 400 Americans hold the same wealth as all Black Americans, plus one-third of all Latinos combined. Racism functions as a political weapon wielded by elites against the 99%. While racism helped create the white middle class after World War II, since Reagan, it has helped destroy it. Elites use white supremacy to keep struggling whites aligned with plutocratic interests. White people have a special responsibility to ensure white working and middle-class voters choose multiracial solidarity as the only path to real change.
3 or 4 talented volunteers working part-time can often match a full-time staffer's output with more passion and creativity. The Bernie campaign discovered this out of necessity and turned it into their greatest strength. By July 2015, the campaign built a snowmaking machine, a systematic approach to rapidly produce thousands of volunteer teams without paid staff. When official systems failed, volunteers stepped up. Rappi Castillo built a better event map when the original crashed. Others created a sophisticated ticketing system, handling hundreds of thousands of help desk inquiries. The July 29th kickoff became the largest political distributed event in history, 2,700 simultaneous gatherings with 100,000 RSVPs. Bernie spoke directly to supporters in homes across every state, visibly moved by the scale. High school students managed social media. Retired steelworkers coordinated local organizing. Many devoted 20, 30 hours weekly while maintaining regular jobs. The principle that the revolution will not be staffed isn't idealistic. It's practical reality. Paid staff should enable volunteer efforts, never replace them. The campaign eventually had hundreds of volunteers in management-level positions, proving that passionate volunteers, when properly supported, can form the backbone of a revolutionary movement. Revolutionary scale demands sacrificing perfection. The Bernie campaign launched their phone banking dialer with disabled pop-up blockers, confusing interfaces, and mid-shift number shortages. Despite these flaws, volunteers jumped from reaching 3 to 4 voters per hour to 20+. That imperfect tool eventually engaged over 100,000 supporters. This matters more for smaller organizations, where fewer staff means volunteers must handle more work. Don't wait for perfection. Start now and adapt. The campaign evolved by solving problems in real time, forming a dialer monitor team when overwhelmed, staggering coordinator schedules when shift changes stranded callers, and automating spreadsheet tracking when a tech retiree eliminated processes that kept volunteers working until 3 a.m. The revolution runs on consumer software, free tools available to everyone. Slack, Google Apps, Trello, and free conference calling outperformed expensive enterprise platforms. When their official CRM couldn't run A/B tests and dangerously allowed anyone to download 500,000 supporter contacts, they added a lightweight layer and moved on. Ground Control gave volunteers a snappy interface for managing events. Text for Bernie used Google Sheets and Slack to coordinate thousands of volunteers sending millions of texts. This peer-to-peer approach, borrowed from distributed file-sharing networks, meant volunteers and staff worked as equals, enabling nationwide scale with volunteers leading 650 of their 1,000 barnstorms. At Bernie's volunteer meetings, 3/4 of attendees were new to political activism, bringing fresh optimism and valuable professional skills without cynicism from past failures. Deborah Mays, facing economic hardship, traveled across states to volunteer, consistently challenging campaign orthodoxy. Issy Allison, with no prior political experience, built volunteer networks across state lines that veteran organizers later adopted. In Miami, first-time activists transformed empty storefronts into thriving campaign offices, handling everything from facility maintenance to sophisticated voter outreach, all without professional supervision. This pattern repeats across major social movements. Most decline without achieving their revolutionary potential, leaving behind institutional fossils, bureaucratic structures where passionate activists depart while those comfortable with hierarchy remain. These fossils often resist fresh approaches when new movements emerge, despite newcomers frequently possessing superior leadership qualities. Successful movements must actively protect new participants, creating structures that empower rather than constrain their abilities by valuing practical experience as much as political expertise. Revolutions rarely succeed immediately. Civil rights, women's suffrage, labor rights, all required years of organizing before achieving transformational change. Bernie's campaign proved political revolution is possible in modern America. Starting with 3% name recognition and no money, Bernie won 22 states and 46% of pledged delegates against one of the most established political machines in recent history. Strategic missteps limited the potential. The campaign delayed deploying the voter database to all 50 states, losing precious organizing months. They spent too heavily on television ads rather than organizing infrastructure, despite research showing person-to-person conversations are 3-4 times more effective. Yet, the campaign forged new rules for mass organizing: distributed teams, peer-to-peer texting at scale, volunteer-built tech tools that enabled ordinary people to take meaningful ownership rather than just following orders. This framework has already influenced subsequent movements, from the Fight for $15 to the Green New Deal. The revolution will not be staffed, but it will be organized. The revolution will not be funded by millionaires, but by millions of people. The tools are here. The blueprint is proven. What's missing is you. Ready to make the big ask, trust newcomers, embrace imperfection, center racial justice, and organize at revolutionary scale. The question isn't whether we can win, it's whether we're willing to think big enough to try.